SAFM Market Update with Jimmy Muyaha on SAFM.
Maersk, the shipping company, has inaugurated their Belcon cold store facility in Cape Town. This is set to provide some very useful relief towards agricultural exports and safeguard billions in those exports. We're going to be taking a look at this with the managing director at Maersk Southern Africa and Islands. That's Lubabalwa Mtia. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of this. Lubabalwa, thanks so much for taking the time. Lovely to have you on the show. This is a landmark moment. I mean, almost 2 billion rand in investments going into this cold store facility. Tell us more.
Yeah, thank you, Jimmy. Firstly, let me clarify, because we actually launched two cold stores. There's one here in Cape Town, there's one in Cato Ridge. So that's where the 2 billion comes from. So it is quite a momentous occasion for us to be launching this cold store that will be giving us about 10,000 pallet position for our exporters. It is actually a logistics park. So it's a cold store which includes a depot facilities, plus also intermodal connectivity to the port. So it's a back of port operation as well that will provide a seamless connectivity for our customers to the port to avoid things like congestion or windbound situations.
Lubabalwa, I want to take a look at the market that would benefit from this. I mean, obviously, from an export point of view, South Africa has got quite an array of exports. And if we specifically look in the agricultural space that would benefit from these cold store facilities, tell us or give us a sense of just how much impact this will then have on our ability to safeguard our export market and our ability to export to regions that might require us to have certain restrictions and conditions on our agricultural produce.
Yes, thank you for that question. I think it's a good example is to give what the South African table grape industry has done. It's an analysis that they've done in terms of some of the losses that they've experienced in the past when they're exporting goods. And they quantified up to 1.6 billion rands in one single year of losses due to a product that gets there either not on time or the product is damaged. And this is just only the grape industry. And so part of what we are doing with this cold store and also the facilities that I've mentioned is about removing or reducing some of that waste from an export point of view to make sure that the product gets to its final destination in the right conditions. There is no broken chain. So we offer just more than just a cold store as a Maersk, where we offer the solution from the pack store that when the fruit comes out of the farm right up to the end destination. And we do offer temperature monitoring and we do offer all the necessary protocols to make sure that the condition that it gets in there, it is what is required and is what our customers are promising to the end users, to the end customers at final destination. Yeah, it's about making our exporters more competitive in the marketplace.
Now, you touched on the fact that it's not just the Belcon facility in Cape Town. There's also the Cato Ridge facility that you are bringing online, at least for the agricultural producers to make use of. Take us through, from a Maersk perspective, what that does for the ecosystem in South Africa from a logistics and an infrastructure point of view, especially given the magnitude of this investment.
Yes, thank you very much for that. If you look at the major export hubs, you have two major export hubs, which is Cape Town and the other one is Durban. In Durban, we actually have two cold stores. We have a pretty cool cold store, which has been in existence for about 5 years. And that is part of a joint venture that we've held. And then we've also invested in another cold store in Cato Ridge to cater for the fruit that is coming out of the northern part of the country. So you have fruit that is going from Durban to the more to the Far East. And then you also have fruit that is going more to North America, to also Europe, that is coming out of the Western Cape. And that will be making sure that we give our customers that flexibility and also that reliability that they require, whether they're serving Asia, Middle East markets, or North America and Europe markets. So we're giving them that optionality to make sure that whichever hub they are using, they do have the same quality of service that they require.
Maersk strengthening the optionality that agricultural producers and exporters have at their disposal with the latest investment. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thank you so much to the Managing Director of Maersk Southern Africa and Islands, that's Lubabalo Mtia, for joining us to take a look at their latest commitments.